What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, we all could really use some help. Right, Deanna?
That part.
It's me, Christian, your thought therapist here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So let's get it, shall we?
Cue the intro.
Hey, thoughties. Welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. And man, do I have an exciting episode for y'all this week. We have the one and only Deani.
A.K.A. D-Crunk.
D-Crunk.
That was my middle school nickname that transferred over to high school.
Honestly, that's how we should have just like introduced you the first time you were on the show.
And then it transformed into D Crizzle.
It's very 2009, like RAR MySpace. Yes.
Like, let's get from
X3. RAR means I love you in dinosaur, yeah. Anyway, welcome back. So before we get into our episode with Deani today, just a quick reminder to check out our new website. That's christiantsanchez.com/thethoughtopicpodcast with a hyphen in between the Thought Topic Podcast. Subscribe to that newsletter, baby, because we have exciting announcements coming up that you aren't going to want to miss. So y'all, welcome Deani back to the show. Everyone,
thanks for having me.
New York City's favorite hot girl. Yes.
I don't know about all that.
I feel like, honestly,
I feel like you either love me or hate me.
People who don't like you are insecure. I'm just gonna say that.
I feel like the people, my fans. The little people, I feel like the people who don't like me, it's because they don't know me.
I agree. I feel like people, well, that's what I mean by like, I think people who don't like you are insecure because they're just like, oh my God, this girl's so pretty and she's so like extroverted and people like her. So they're
I'm
like,
an introvert.
Yeah, but I'm not. When we go out, bitch, are you kidding me? Like, when we go out, you're just like, shots.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like people, if they don't like you, that it's because they're like intimidated by you because you're like comfortable with yourself. Right.
I feel like if you don't like me, it's a shame because I can literally talk to a rock. So
I mean, maybe I just think of you that way because we bring out like the crazy side in each other. Right. Like most people who don't meet me in like a party setting think I'm also like very chill and introverted. Like when I'm at work, I'm just like, oh, whatever. Like I'm nice and I like kind of keep to myself. But if you meet me when I'm out or if you meet right. me like in my element, I'm like psycho. Or if you follow me on Instagram before you like meet me in person.
Right.
So yeah. You just can't roll with insecure bitches.
Right.
You know? Anyway, so welcome back, Deani. Are you excited to be here?
I am.
Yeah, I am very glad that you're back.
We're moving up. We have two microphones now. So I love
and
it.
And a ring light.
And my camera. Shout out to my mom for buying it.
Couldn't have done it without Donna. Wait, low-key, you're Sophie and Mama Mia, because your mom's name is Donna.
I'm dead.
And, like, I guess,
I was
like,
listening to that soundtrack today while I was biking.
Anyway, Deani, so because the thotties are already familiar with you, and if you're not familiar with Deani, like you said, go back and listen to her episode, How to Be a Hot Girl. So today, we're just going to talk our shit. We're going to talk about life updates, how to have like a fun summer in the city, just kind of like dating and relationship advice generally. There's not like too much of like, I guess like a specific topic for today. We're just going to talk our shit.
Right.
But first.
No subliminals being thrown?
No, not really. Maybe. We'll see. We'll throw a few in maybe. I'll ask you some fun stories. But we're going to start with a warm-up game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So we're going to play a game called Deal or No Deal. And it's similar to like the TV show. I guess not really. It's just the title's the same. But the way that the game works is I'm going to read you a deal breaker and you have to tell me if it's a deal or not. Like if you would date someone, if they like have this deal breaker or whatever. Okay, let's go. Okay, deal or no deal. If he has kids, deal or no deal. And why or why not?
I'm in between.
Okay.
Because I don't think that it's a deal breaker. I would date someone that has kids, but I can't do a crazy baby mama.
Right.
So I can date someone with kids if you don't have hella baggage.
If you're not a deadbeat.
Right. Right. I cannot support a deadbeat father.
Yeah.
It just seems wrong. Like you're spending time with me, you're spending money on me, taking me out on dates, but you can't support your kid.
Because honestly, I mean, like to me, I don't know if I ever want to have kids.
This First question is just shady.
Let's just fucking roll, baby. I'm at the point now where I'm like well seasoned into Thought Topic that I'm like, okay, now I can like be shady.
Right.
Anyway, no, I feel the same way because it's just kind of like, okay, if you can't take care of your kid, how are you going to take care of me? That's how I feel about
honestly,
that.
I'm going to say deal breaker, actually.
It depends on the age of the kid, too. Like, I would date someone who had a kid who was like...
My age.
Right. Or if they're like 16.
Right.
They're like a little more independent. They kind of hate their dad.
Right. But also that can go both ways because if you're 16, you're like really strongly like opinionated. So they could hate you. And I'm not ready for
it's situational, but I think a general, like, it's a general no for me, dog. Deal or no deal, Deani. If he works at McDonald's.
Go to hell.
Respectfully. You wouldn't date a man that works at McDonald's?
I'm sorry, no.
What? Okay, is it just because it's McDonald's or because it's a fast food place? What about Shake Shack? Low-key, I set you up for this one because I already knew you were going to say no.
Yeah, you set me up because you know I'm going to sound shallow, but at the same time, it's like, I'm 24. So if you're 24 and older, you know...
No, I feel the same way.
Where's the progress? If we were like teenagers working in fast food, that's okay.
Right, or if we're in like college, like you're a student, you have something else going on, like sure. But honestly, I agree with you. Like, what's the career moves, babes?
I know I would make more than someone working at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they wouldn't be on my level.
Yeah.
Like, where can you take me? Like, where can we take each other? Where can we go? Where's the growth?
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I'm sorry, I'm just like staring at your makeup. It looks so good. If you're listening to this episode, go check out the Instagram because you'll see how good Deani's makeup looks in the video we post.
And TikTok. And I'm going to post this on TikTok.
What was I going to say?
I also don't eat meat, so I don't really, like, even if I, let's say I did date someone that worked at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably would date someone that worked at McDonald's if he had a side hustle.
Right.
Like, if he worked at McDonald's just to, like, look good for his, like, parole officer.
Right.
And like he was actually a drug dealer, then.
Right. Like if it's a cover.
Right. If it's a cover. For sure.
Honestly, it's acceptable. No tea, no shade if you work at like a fast food job or anything like that. I mean, like.
Free food.
You're an essential worker.
Right.
Hello.
And at least you have a job, actually. I feel like that is very important. At least you're doing something.
Yeah. I agree. It's the like, it's the ambition for me. Right. And I feel like most people who work jobs like that, that's like a stepping stone. Like I've worked at like a fast food like restaurant before, you know?
I'm talking shit because my first boyfriend worked at Potbelly. So I literally just remembered that. Okay.
Oh my God.
And I actually encouraged him to apply for that job.
Yeah. It's to
me. Because he was doing nothing.
You know what? To be honest with you, though, I would rather date someone who I think, like, works at a fast food place than who just, like, lives off their parents' money.
Right.
I mean, like, it's cute if they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pay for us to go, like, do this fun thing. But it's like, you're not paying for it, babe. Like,
right.
Mommy's paying for it. Like, right. Mommy and daddy are paying for it. So it's just kind of like, at least, like, there's the ambition there. I feel like most people who, like, work in those kind of environments, like, that's what they're working towards. Maybe if he was a manager...
the general
the district,
maybe if he was the president of the CEO.
Love that. Honestly, it's just because it's McDonald's. If it was Taco Bell, I'm with it, but if it's McDonald's, it's
or
no.
Chipotle or Cava.
Yeah, actually my sister's a manager at Chipotle, shout out.
Are you throwing shade at her?
No, I'm not throwing shade at her. I'm throwing shade, though, at...
She's going to listen to this and be like, why are you throwing shade at fast food workers?
Oh, she doesn't listen to my show. It's okay.
No, because you don't answer the group chat.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm in a feud for not answering the group chat with my sisters. Okay, this next one is kind of similar to that. Would you date someone who lives with their parents?
I did.
Yeah.
Both of my boyfriends live with their parents. My first boyfriend.
Okay.
He probably still lives with his parents. Oh, he definitely does.
Shout out.
I just know. To be fair, at the time when we were dating, it was fresh out of high school. Mm-hmm. And we dated for almost 2 years. So I was almost 20. I was like 19 going on 20.
Yeah.
His family was pretty protective. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even be in his bedroom with the door open.
This is when you were 20, you said?
19 going on 20.
Okay. Yeah. My parents were like that when I was like in high school and a little bit when I was in college. They're really, the only reason they're not like that now is because I don't live in Michigan anymore.
Right.
So it's like if I visit with like my significant other, they have no choice but to like stay with me. Are they like religious or something?
Not really. They're just very, very old school. Like his parents are, they've been married since they were young. And they're still together.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So
traditional vibes. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to fuck him in his room at 5 p.m. when everyone is here.
It's kind of similar to the whole like entry level job thing or like whatever your career is. It's kind of like, okay, is this like a temporary thing or is this like a I'm comfortable, so I'm going to stay here. But honestly, if I could still live with my parents, I would.
Today, I would not because I live at home with my mom. So one of us has to have their own place because I'm trying to get my cheeks clapped.
Right. Deal or no deal if someone is rude to wait staff at like a restaurant?
No deal. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Talk your shit. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of a specific time where someone was just really rude to the wait staff.
Well, you work at a rooftop. And so sure you see couples all the time.
I'm a fucking waitress. If you're... I hate people that are rude to wait staff.
Do you ever feel like there's like...
Couples hate me.
Oh, really?
They tip me the worst.
How come?
Because I'm half naked at work. Because that's how I make tips. But there comes times where I have to wait on couples. Mm-hmm. And the guy's looking at me and the girl's looking at me like she wants to kill me.
That's so uncomfortable. Well, and like, that's not your fault. You're like, I'm just existing and this is my literal job.
Right, like you came to my job.
Like, you came here, babe.
You came here.
This is my house.
Right.
Okay, if I was dating a guy and we went out to eat and I noticed he was, like, checking out our server, I would say something to him. I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck that server. I'm not going to tip her well. You know what I mean?
Right.
I remember one time I went out with someone and they, like, messed up the order. And it was an honest mistake. Like, it really wasn't mm-hmm. that big of a deal. They just, like, brought the wrong thing and charged us for it. And we didn't eat it. We just, like, noticed it right away. And I remember a guy I was on a date with, he started bugging the fuck out. He was like, can you take this back? Like, this is seriously fucked up. And I was just like, it's okay. And at first I tried to like laugh it off. And then I should have known it was a red flag at that point. But I was just like, oh, he's probably just like a little aggressive. Like, it's fine. Later, I just realized that was just how his personality was. And I just think that like, there's no reason to ever be that rude to a stranger who's just trying to like do their job.
Yeah, absolutely. Cause like, I don't know one place that wouldn't take it off cause you didn't order it. Right. So it's all about how you say things. You didn't have to say it like that. You could have just said, hey, like we didn't order this. Can you take it off? Like, mm-hmm. it's just the way you say it. Not like, oh my God, I didn't order this. Like, take this off. You better take this off. Like, it's just so unnecessary.
Right. I feel like people are also, like, more willing to accommodate you or give you free shit when mm-hmm. you're just fucking nice. You know what I mean?
Like, there's been times where the bartender will make, like, multiple. Like, if I put in a drink order of a cocktail and he'll make, like, two by accident. Mm-hmm. So I'll give one to the table. And then if I like a table, I'll just give it to that. Like, I just pick out a table that I like and I'll give them the free drink.
I think moral of the story is just be fucking nice.
Yeah, be nice. Be a fucking asshole. You get shit when you're nice.
Right. Deal or no deal, would you date someone with a face tattoo?
Not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker. It depends what it is.
If they have a career.
If they're Post Malone. I'm just kidding. Right.
If you have a career and you're doing well for yourself, or if you're a tattoo artist and that's your aesthetic.
Right. Right, right, right. If you just hang out in Washington Square Park.
Yeah,
if you just skate in the water fountain.
Yeah.
Not cute. Did you see that TikTok that's like, attention girls of New York City, you're not going to meet your husband at fucking Washington Square Park. I was like, wow.
Triggered.
I'm very triggered. Have you been hit on at Washington Square Park?
Probably. I like avoid walking there by myself in crowds with, I just put my headphones on. So would you date someone with face tats?
I would definitely fuck someone with a face tat. 100%, because I know they're gonna absolutely like treat me the way I want to be treated in bed. Would I date them? Probably, yeah. Because they sound toxic,
right?
And I love me a toxic person, right. A toxic man. Let's go.
Also, I think times are changing where like back in the day it was like, oh, you can have a corporate job with tattoos.
Yeah.
Now you can have tattoos, but a face tat is...
It's a little aggressive, but there's makeup.
You're reaching.
That's like, I feel like you can't have a face tattoo unless you're already covered in tattoos everywhere else.
Or unless you work at McDonald's.
Right. But like, I feel like it would be weird to see someone who has just a face tattoo, but they like don't like have it on their neck or like their chest and shit. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for playing, Deani.
You're welcome. I wish I had one for you, but I can't even think of one right now. I think we hit it.
I think we did hit it. You know? We're going to sound like
no
so...
No kids, no McDonald's.
We're going to sound so stuck up.
Right. No rude guys at restaurants.
Honestly, we just don't want you to be
no
a bum.
Face tats.
Like, as long as you have something going for you, like, I can overlook anything. Right. Literally look at my dating history.
I can overlook anything but a small dick. I'm sorry. Before we start, I have to give a shout out.
Okay.
One of my friends is a very big fan of The Thought Topic.
Oh my God.
His name is Messiah, and I told him I was recording today and he was excited and he was like, bitch, you better shout me out.
Oh my God.
So this is his shout out.
Thought of the week.
Thought of the week.
Thought of the week.
Dedicated Messiah.
Messiah. Messiah, baby, you are the thought of the
week.
And
he's Mexican too.
Oh my God. Family, hey, what's up? Oh my God, my Mexican family, hello. Welcome to the Thought community. You are our thought of the week. I'm gonna start making that a regular thing.
He loved your episode with Jose.
Honestly, I got a lot of good feedback on that one. The amount of people in my DMs who were like, hey, so I listened to your episode with Jose and he's fucking hot.
Mm-hmm. Also, the only thing that he said that was kind of negative was that you mentioned your favorite brand of poppers is Rush.
Okay.
And he had to disagree with that.
What did he say what his was?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would have to look at my phone, but.
Okay. I need him to write in then and tell me what he recommends. He can write in a whole story and
he's
let
gay.
Us know.
You know, the gays do not play with their poppers, so.
No, I know. I feel it. And that's why I was put on a Rush. Like, I got the creme de la creme for my gay recommendations. So if you have a better popper brand than Rush, let me know. Deani, part of the reason I'm like excited for you to like be more a part of like the Thought Topic, because like, y'all, let's be honest,
I'm a fan favorite.
She's a fan favorite.
I'm the main character.
She's the main character. Like, she's my fellow thought and crime. Like, we go do stupid shit together and just like live our like thoughty like girl lives. And we have like some special projects and fun things we're gonna do with Thought Topic soon this summer, so stay tuned. But because of it, y'all need to recognize that Deani is an it girl. Like, you have so much it girl energy. Like, I try to, whenever like we go out together, I try to embody like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie in like the fucking simple life.
Like, let's go out tonight.
Oh my God.
We're going.
I really want to.
I'll get another coffee. Fourth one of the day.
It the last time you were on the show, it was what, January? Mm-hmm. It was the beginning of 2021.
Yes.
And you were single.
I was 24, single and unemployed. And now I'm still 24 and single, but I'm employed now. So
there we go. We checked one off the list.
She got
amazing.
A job.
She got a job. That's amazing. Are you single and looking?
So
do you know any eligible bachelors?
I am single and okay. I'm not really looking. I feel like not by choice. I'm actually banned from dating apps.
Oh shit.
I'm in Tinder jail, so I'm banned from Tinder and Hinge at the same time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you know why you're banned?
No idea. I hadn't gone on in a few days because I was just busy with work.
Okay.
And then I was bored at home and I was like, let me see what's going on my Tinder and my Hinge. So first I tried Tinder, banned.
Okay.
And then I was like, that's suspicious. So then I went on to Hinge.
Don't be suspicious.
I'm like, that's suspicious. So then I went on to Hinge and I was banned too. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I tried to get my accounts back. I emailed both of them. I tried to make new accounts. It's just not happening.
They probably like,
if anyone has a phone number that I can borrow to make a new account,
get a Google number.
I will Venmo you.
Someone probably reported you as like a fake account or something.
But it's suspicious that I'm banned from both at the same exact time.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Because I don't know if like they're affiliated with each other.
They're not actually.
So I really don't know what that is, but it's really fucking weird. Okay. And so I'm not on dating apps, not by choice.
Okay.
It was not a choice. I'm not on dating apps and I'm actually kind of okay with that right now because I feel like I had this spiritual awakening, like an epiphany where I was like, I really fucking wasted a lot of my time. Wow.
Wait.
Someone give me water.
I wasted 100 years.
I wasted so much of my life on dating apps. I would just fucking swipe for like a good hour. In that hour, hold on. If you needed a sign right now to delete your dating apps, this is your sign.
Talk your shit.
99% of the men on there are just looking for a rebound. 99% of the women, I'm one of them, are just on there for validation.
They just want to be told they're pretty.
No, on God.
No, same. When I, on days I feel ugly.
I love the compliments.
No, same thing. On days I feel like bloated or ugly, I'm like, let me just go on Tinder and like see all these people that are going to tell me I'm attractive.
Right. And also I feel like it was just a pastime. Like I would just be on their board. Like, let me just look at some hot guys real quick.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Tinder is my favorite like toilet activity. Like if I'm taking a shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you're right. Like you waste so much time just like swiping through shit when you know you don't give a fuck. You're not actually trying to meet people. I mean, I know some people who have like met like their partner on Tinder or like some shit like that. I mean, okay, also I met my ex-boyfriend on Hinge, but I'm talking about people who are in relationships now that are like healthy. And
if you met your fucking husband on Tinder, comment fucking down below or
DM me. DM the thought
email
topic.
Email us. Like,
because I want to know.
No, I need to know. Tinder is for fucking. And like,
Tinder's a fucking
I was dead ass delusional. I was like, maybe I'm going to find like a boyfriend on here.
It's like going on to Love Island.
No, it's literally, it's always like one person in the duo is not going to be on the same page. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's always, like, one person is, like, down to fuck, another one's down to fuck, but then, like, one of them in the group is down to fuck, but also down to date low-key.
Yeah.
I was that person. Yeah. I'm like, I'd fuck you, but I'd, like, low-key also date you, so.
Do you feel like you're usually that person? Like, you're like, maybe.
I do feel like I catch feelings.
Okay.
She's
low-key sensitive.
If you're good in bed, bitch, you're mine. Like, we're getting married.
You get
like,
dickmatized.
No, dead ass. If you're good in bed, like, I'm fucking picturing a fucking family. Like, I'm like, wait, our kids look cute together. I'll morph our faces together.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I'm like, should I tattoo his name?
Oh, my God. On the back, too. So when you're like, look, babe.
And if you just know. It's just bad. When I really like someone, I'm just like, I think about them all fucking day. I'm like, I wonder what he's doing.
I also feel like we're kind of conditioned to be that way.
Right.
You know, like, because to be honest with you, like, you and I, like, joke about this a lot. And maybe, like, some of the thotties can relate, too. But I feel like when I like someone, I become, like, obsessed with them.
No.
But I try to play
girl,
cool.
Girl, you know.
Oh, I fully know. But, like, in my mind, I'll
just... I think I have a restraining order pending.
No, I literally, like, will become, like, upset. I'll, like, just be, like, walking down the street, like, thinking about, oh, my God, like... What if, like, we started dating and I fantasize, like, us going on dates or, like, doing
shit.
No,
on God.
Yeah, and it's just, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, is it because I'm a woman and I have, like, hella estrogen or some shit? Like, is this, like, a chemical? Am I just psycho? Like, is it because I, like, am mentally unwell?
No, I absolutely feel that
because,
like, sometimes...
I have attachment issues. Like, what is it? Like, is it all of the above?
No, all of it.
Yeah.
But, like, also, I'm not even entertaining a man right now at all. Like, I don't have my usual roster. Like, before I had a fucking roster, like, all right, who am I hitting up today? Like, I'm going on, the dates were lined up.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
So, with that being said, recently, I don't have anyone to obsess over at all. Or there's not even anyone I can imagine being with. I guess I'm, like, getting creative in my mind of, like, who I want to date. And I'm creating this, like, guy in my head. But just to piggyback off of what you said, where you, like, go through scenarios that, like, oh, that would kind of be cute. Even if I see, like, a couple in the street and I'll see, like, a guy feeding a girl, like, fucking ice cream or something. I'm like, wait, like...
What if that was me?
Not even with that specific guy, but, like, with the fucking man of my dreams.
You know what? I think you're touching on something important here, and that's... Like, sometimes when you're single, you start romanticizing the idea of a relationship instead of, like, the actual person, like, you want to be with. And I feel like it's really easy for us to do that because, like, we have fucking TikTok. Like,
the amount of relationship
TikToks where people see, like, all these cute, like, couples, like, doing cute shit. And I'm just like, I don't even want a relationship right now, but I'm jealous.
Right. No, that's absolutely me. I was thinking that earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. It's like, there's always those cute couples on TikTok, but also at the same time, we have to come back to reality and realize that a lot of couples on social media, like, you don't see everything, and it's not.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing them being all cute on TikTok, and then, like, an hour later, they're arguing about
liking some
Instagram.
Bitch's picture. Yeah.
No, yeah. So it's like, that's when I'm like, okay, that I don't want that part.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way, especially because like I'm in the same place as you where I just am genuinely not interested in anybody. I mean, to be honest with you, I've been asked out on dates a lot. Like when you're
she's a hot commodity.
I'm a hot commodity, babe. Like when I've been asked out recently, I just genuinely say to people like, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Like unless you can incentivize me with something like really good, like, hey, I'm having a party
in Miami
with all your friends.
I'm flying you out on a private jet.
Unless you're flying me out on a private jet and my friends to Miami, I don't want to go on a date with you.
Like make it worth my while.
Would rather just like go hang out with my friends than try to spend time getting to know someone that I know I'm like not interested in anything deeper than just fucking. Or it's
not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like if he's a clown.
Oh my God. And my thing is like, I can just go out and meet people I want to fuck. Like, I don't need to like pretend to do the whole dance of like, oh, do I like you? Maybe we're going to date. Like, no, if I want to go just like fuck somebody, I'll just like, I mean, New York's back open. I'll just go to a bar and I'll just fuck go to somebody. Noir. I'll go to Noir, find the slimiest promoter I can find and be like, let's go.
Right.
You know what? I was talking to one of my friends the other day and we were having this conversation where we were like, dating days are Monday through Wednesday, right? And then Thursday through Sunday is when you go out and find new hoes.
honestly
that's like the schedule, and I
that's on brand for me because I'm usually off like Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's when I have like more free time to like get to know somebody if I want to. And like in the past when I've gone on dates before, like I don't want to give up my Saturday night for someone I don't know if I know it's not gonna be fun. Like if it's someone I've been seeing for a while and I like, and we plan to do something fun together, there's right. like an activity, sure. But if it's just like, I'm gonna get to know you, it's like, girl, Saturday, hit me up on Tuesday, babe.
Right.
At 6 p.m. And then I'm gonna be home by 9.
Right.
You know? So I feel you on that. I feel like it's so easy to like romanticize a relationship, especially because of like fucking movies like Grease, where you're like, I want my summer fling. I want my summer love. I was listening to Grease
on the bike today too.
I already know you were.
I was still in question one, by the way.
Yeah, but we're kind of just raw dogging it right now.
we got off topic. I want to say one thing before I forget.
Go ahead.
I did have a dream recently, and in my dream, I saw this man who does not exist in real life to me. He was tall, dark hair and beard. And I asked him when his birthday was and he said May 19.
Okay.
I think that means he's a Taurus.
Yeah, he's right before Gemini.
Okay, cool. So if your birthday's on May 19 and you fit that, I think you appeared in my dream. Hit me up.
What did they look like? What did they look like in the dream?
He was tall, okay. Dark hair and beard.
Okay,
So if you're tall, dark hair with a beard, and you're
because you know these 5'10 bitches think they're tall. How tall, babe? You gotta be specific.
I want to say he was like 6'2".
Okay, in the dream world, he was 6'2".
In the dream world, because I was like kind of looking up at him.
Okay,
okay. So yeah. If you're 6'2", beard, dark hair,
your birthday's May 19th,
and your birthday is on May 19th, hit me up because I don't have any dating apps.
Oh shit.
So this is my new way of networking.
That's really how you manifest like someone you want to actually date though. You just like envision it, you get so specific about it, and then bam, next thing you know, you're crying over a man that is a Taurus, right? With a Pisces rising. Anyway,
that's my perfect match though.
Just tall with Taurus. A beard. Oh, a Taurus. Apparently. Actually, it is. My sister is a Virgo and her husband's a Taurus.
That's my perfect match. And but they're like
very in love.
It's never worked out. Well, I haven't dated many Taurus men. I don't know if I spoke about this on the last episode.
I don't think you did. Even if you did, talk your shit.
I went out with this Taurus guy and he was, I'm fucking clingy, low key. And he was too much for me. I'm like, okay.
The it's energy like I want was, you to be obsessed with me, but like I need my space.
Right. So long story short, we went on a date. If you don't remember the guy, remember the night. Okay. So I went out with him one night. We went to dinner. It was cool. Like, we vibed. He even told, like, the waiter was my birthday, like, as a joke. And I thought that was really funny.
Okay.
And we were just vibing the whole night. We were, like, holding hands.
Okay.
And then we kissed, and the kiss was good, and he was really hot. So one of my close friends was on a date as well, and we linked up together, and that was the night. And okay. Then we did karaoke, My friend was a little bit on the drunk side, so she kind of embarrassed me because she was doing the absolute most in this karaoke.
She was like being crazy.
Yeah, she was being crazy. So I was like, he's not probably not even going to call me back after tonight. Like, and that's fine. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I had fun. Mm-hmm. So he asked me out on another date the next day.
Oh, shit.
In the morning. He was like, last night was really fun. Like, I want to go on another date with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. We had one on a day, I want to say it was like a Saturday, and then Sunday, and then let's say Monday, he was going to the Bahamas. Okay. So 2 days after our date, he was going away. So we had been texting, and he was on his trip, and I wasn't really texting him back much because, or I wasn't really initiating like a conversation because he was on vacation.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be like annoying because like you're on vacation, like enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
So I wasn't texting him much. And I didn't think that would bother him, but it did. So he sent me an entire paragraph about how I wasn't into him the way he was into me, and that I wasn't texting him, or I wasn't being affectionate.
Bruh.
After one date, and I was like, I'm scared of you. And
tell me why my toxic brain is like, aw.
Right.
But no, it's not all, cute to be in that all, situation.
Yeah, it's all a little bit because it's like, oh, well, you didn't have to say it like that.
Yeah.
You could have been like, maybe on our second day, like, hey, I wanted to hear a little more from you, like, while I was on vacation because I missed you.
Yeah.
But not like,
weren't you fucking texting
me? Are you not into me? Are you not, is it me? Like, you're not affectionate. You're cold. And I was like,
yeah, no, that's too much. That's like, that just like screams insecurity to me because it's just kind of like, dude, we don't even have any like level of commitment yet. Like we're still getting to know each other.
This is after date one. What's going to happen if we end up being in a relationship and we're 3 months in and you're being needy as hell?
Right. Or it's like I go out and I forget to text you or my phone dies. Are you going to wild out on me?
Right. And it's like you were so comfortable to tell me that after one date. Like how comfortable are you going to be if we're in a relationship? Like you're going to fucking tell me to go fuck myself.
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel like you dodged a bullet there, but
yeah, on God, honestly, when he said that, I was just like taken aback for a second, and then I was like, you know what, bet.
Yeah, I feel like even if that lovely Taurus man is supposed to be your perfect match, maybe that
he was not.
Maybe it was a Pisces rising. I don't know, something about a Pisces rising rubs me the wrong way.
I noticed that we had a mutual follower on Instagram, and it was a girl that I met in the club. And I was like, hey, do you know this guy? And she was like, yeah, I used to fuck him. So I was like, you know what? I'm glad it never went anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck a guy or date a guy that someone else I know has fucked.
I feel like, yeah. Because
it's just turn off.
That's how I feel, too. Like, even if I'm, like, really into someone, like, if I know you've, like, fucked one of my friends or, like, someone in my circle, then I just, like, feel hella awkward because I'm like, but then like, I don't know, some people are into that, but to me, it's just kind of like, I want to figure it out for myself. Right. And I already read the plot to the movie before I saw it. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like insecure girls are more into guys that every girl wants in a way, because it's kind of like, oh, like I got him. So I'm like the hottest bitch. But for me, I'm like,
I can rather pick and choose.
I mean, you know, my track record, like I've fucked around with some questionable creatures, so I don't really always go for looks, and I actually prefer a guy that like no one else wants.
I would say I don't even intentionally try to do that, but I kind of just do that based on my type.
Right.
It's better to just like be genuinely attracted to someone instead of trying to like make it a competition or make it about validation, you know? I know that we're kind of like talking about like how we're just enjoying like being with ourselves right now. What would you say is like your mantra for like dating, or like for what's some advice you would give to someone who's single right now if they're kind of like feeling the same way, like they're not having like, they're feeling like kind of pressured to date but they don't want to? What's some advice you would give to them?
Okay, so for myself, I haven't been in a relationship in 3 years, so the biggest piece of advice actually that my brother gave to me that I never applied, but I still think about it to this day because it was actually really, I think it really just stuck with me. Long story short, my last relationship was toxic. We spoke about that on the last episode. Mm-hmm. We lasted 7 months. And when I say lasted, we fucking 7 months. Like, it lasted.
Yeah.
Because it was just dragging on.
Just like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was just up and down and dragging on and whatever. One of our many breakups, we had broken up this one time and I was really sad and I hit up my brothers. So me and my brothers went out for a drink and like my brother was just giving brotherly advice and he was like, you know, whatever happens, you know, after this, if you guys get together, if you don't get back together, just take time to yourself and don't date anyone else. Don't sleep with anyone else and just really be by yourself, because mm-hmm. all it's going to do is just hurt you more mm-hmm. in the long run if you just try to, you know, fill a void with someone else.
Yeah, totally.
Never took that advice. For 3 years, I've bounced around from situationship.
Situationships. It's
just straight up situationships, hookups, whatever.
Like messy. Like, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, I guess my advice to anyone who's single, if you're single, newly on the market, just like my brother said, take time to yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, my advice to myself and what I'm realizing now, my last relationship was not good. So I feel as though since it ended badly, the 3 years that I've been single, I've really been trying to fill that void because I did enjoy being in a relationship. So I like tried to be kind of in a relationship with everyone else for 3 years.
Right.
Or create a relationship out of situations that were not ever going to go there.
Yeah.
I feel as though in these 3 years, I have not healed myself. Because I never healed from that last relationship. So
now you're like actively thinking about it and like doing the work.
So now I'm like, I guess I'm healing 3 years later, not by choice because I'm banned from all dating apps. But I feel like it is a blessing. And I feel like I do need to take time to mm-hmm. just be with myself and not date anyone.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I mean, like everyone knows like my situation too, where it's just like, this is, I think, the first time in my entire adult life that I haven't had a boyfriend and haven't, like, actively been talking to someone. Like, someone that I'm, like, regularly, like, waiting for them to text me or, like, waiting for them to, like, give me attention.
That's also the shittiest feeling ever. I'm sorry.
When you're
just waiting by the phone.
You're just like, oh, are they going to text me? Are they going to respond to my story? Oh, my God. It's the look at my story for me.
It's the look at my story.
Like, oh, my God, so-and-so looked at my story. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't care. Like, why are we obsessing over the shit that, like, literally doesn't matter?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean they want to, like, lock you down and be in a relationship just because they clicked through your Instagram story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just popped up.
You just popped up,
and he swiped away.
It was so easy to hit the, like, heart emoji. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just feel like, I hope now, and because I know you feel this way, and a lot of the people we kind of like hang out with kind of feel this way too. I feel like we're kind of like moving in this direction where people are moving away from that, where they don't need that validation or need to rely on attention from men like that. Especially because like when you really are just like with yourself, I realize like I'm way more motivated. Mm-hmm. I'm way more focused on like my career, like doing fucking Thought Topic. Like I've been working out so much and like investing so much more time into myself that I'm like, why am I not doing this all the time? Like, I allow dating to be a distraction to me instead of letting it enhance my life. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I agree with your brother. Like, it really just...
Shout out.
It's a special... It's a whole special kind of love affair when it is with yourself, baby. Right. And also, like I said, unless you really can, like, I don't know, get my friends a table at Profundo, like, I really don't want to hang out with you.
No, and I like that you also mentioned, like, the story thing, because I was thinking that, too. When I liked a guy or I was seeing a guy, whatever, I would, like, scroll to see if he was watching my story, and now I don't. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just post on my story real quick and close my phone and don't even, like, bother.
Yeah. I'm like thinking about it. I always like look to see who's peeping on my story because I'm like, I have some fans who like to peep. But I feel the same way. Like I genuinely just like post whatever and then just like close out of my phone and then go do some shit. Like this past weekend was a movie. But I do it for the fans. I'm not like, oh my God, I want this. I'm going to post this thirst trap so like so-and-so will see it. It's like, I'm just going to post it because I want to post it. And it's just like, I don't know. I hope if you are listening to this and you are like feeling that energy, like, oh, should I post this? Because like, I want so-and-so to see it. Who fucking cares? Post it if you want to post it. Don't post it for attention.
Don't overpost. Too.
Don't overpost.
I used to do that a lot.
No, same. Like when,
because I'm like, wait, is he going to see this?
I was like, wait, I want to look cute. I like, it was so fabricated and it was like, for what? Just so he can like send me a heart eye emoji so I can get that little serotonin boost of the heart eye emoji and then be like, oh my God, he loves me.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. That's crazy that we conditioned ourselves to think that way. So post the nude and then get attention, but don't do it for someone specific. So because you're not on dating apps, do you like to flirt when you go out? Or like pick up guys when you go out? How do you feel?
Lately I've been flirting at work, but it's not to date, it's to make tips.
Right.
So I have been collecting numbers at work, but then I get scared because they actually hit me up to like go out. I do flirt. It depends, because I go back and forth. Like, I actually haven't had sex in almost 3 months. So, and I really don't even want to.
Same.
Because I really want to meet someone like in person that's like a real fucking person that I actually click with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can have sex. Like, I really just don't even like, I can't even think of one person who I want to fuck right now. Like, on the old roster.
Yeah. I feel the same way, because it's just kind of like, I don't want to have to like go through the, I don't want to fuck to just fuck. Like, I want to have sex because I like.
We're such girls. I don't want to fuck to just fuck. Like, I need an emotional connection.
It's not even the emotional connection. Like, it's just like, I want to like know it's going to be good sex. Like, that's always right. My thing. Like, because like, if I want to just like have sex, I could just like fucking go outside and be like, hey, who wants my pussy? Like, it's fucking New York. Like, you can do whatever. Like, literally. Like, I could fuck the fucking, like...
The mailman.
That's kind of hot. Anyway.
Come on, porn scene.
Everyone knows that one FedEx guy.
They're usually hot.
That's what I'm saying. If you were... Low-key, the FedEx guys are hot. It's
yeah,
you,
why are they built low-key? Like, what type of packages are you, like, picking up?
I was going to say it's because they throw the package. They chuck that shit.
Right.
So that's how they, like, get their arm workout. But anyway... I lost my train of thought. Is it ADHD for me?
You said you can fuck anyone out in the street.
You literally can fuck anybody. So it's just kind of like, I only am interested in having good sex. Like, I'm grown now. I just want to have good sex. I don't want to have to like... And like, to me, it seems more forced when you're like on dating apps and you're like, okay, this person's hot. Just because they're hot, that doesn't mean they know how to fuck you. You right. know what I mean? So when you meet them organically, to me, it's like more worth it.
Right.
You know?
So... Quick story.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy on a dating app who was not hot, mm-hmm. not my type at all. But we ended up chatting. Then we spoke on FaceTime for like a good 2 hours. And like, I was like, okay, he's chill as fuck. Whatever. He's cool. Whatever. Anyway, met him in person, went on a date, ended up having sex. The sex was terrible. And during sex, literally, I was just like, I'm never going to see this man ever again. And then he ended up ghosting me. He blocked me. I was like...
I was going to ghost you, bitch. Fuck
no,
you.
No, on God. I was like, I was never going to speak to you again and you fucking ghosted me?
Fuck that.
Yeah, he blocked me.
Oh my God. I made a TikTok about that one time. Like, I put the like clown filter on and I was like, when someone ghosts you that you were planning on ghosting.
No, like...
I was like, why didn't you hit me up? I was going to ignore you, but I'm hurt.
Right.
Like, no, you were the one who was bad at sex, not me.
Right. I wasn't even... Well, honestly, he was so bad that I wasn't trying at all. So I guess I was bad too.
Right. Which, like, I don't really care.
If you're bad in bed, I'm not about to show out.
Right. Like, I'm only turning it out if, like, I feel like you're turning it out too. Like, I'm going to match your energy. Like, I will twist
on... Keep up the tempo.
I will twist on your dick if, like, you know what you're doing. But if you're just, like, jackrabbit, like...
Yeah, like, it was so bad. Babe.
Then it's just like, I'm just going to lay here. Like, and just like, honestly, I'm not even going to lay here. I'm going to be like, can you please stop? And then I'm going to go to sleep.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even let him finish. It was bad. It was terrible.
I hooked up with a guy like that in March as a rebound. And it, and it was
shout out.
And it was terrible because I'm just like, I remember I was like, okay, TMI, quick tangent. We were hooking up and I was like kind of like drying up a little bit because I was like, this is not doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I was like, this is not doing it for me. You're literally just like pounding in my pussy and it like doesn't feel good.
Right. And I feel like when sex is bad sometimes, I'll just be like staring at the walls.
Yeah.
So like how am I supposed to stay wet?
Right. And so then I was like,
wait. I'm literally thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch tomorrow.
Literally. I'm thinking about like, okay, I'm going to get a coffee on my way to work tomorrow. But anyway.
Right.
So I'm like laying there and then I'm like, okay, stop. I was like, oh, like, can you like touch me for a second? And so I like take his hand to like
spit on it first.
I know. I was like spit on it first. And I like, I literally put his fingers on my clit.
And he moved.
And he moved. And he goes, oh, yours is difficult to find. And I look at him and I was like, not really. And so, and then I moved his hand back and he just kind of laughed and he was like, what? And I'm like, I'm literally giving you the instruction manual right. on how to fuck me correctly. And you're still fumbling the bag. Like, what yeah. are you doing, babe? And so I just.
At least he didn't rub your inner thigh thinking it was your fucking clit. He was dead ass rubbing my inner thigh. The guy that ghosted me.
That's
you have the fucking nerve.
Not the inner thigh.
Inner thigh.
I would be so hurt.
I moved his hand many times and I just gave up.
Okay, PSA. I'm going to look into the camera and say this. If a girl put your hand somewhere, don't move it.
Right.
Please. Don't move it. Just leave it there. Like, I just trust her.
Right. Trust God. The process.
Oh my God. Ugh. Anyway, sorry. I just needed to go on that tangent. But long story short,
I'm like, what was the question again?
You're talking about. I'm just gonna say it's. I asked you if how you pick up men or if you pick up men when you go out.
Okay.
Where's your favorite place to meet a guy?
Oh my God. Okay. So I actually like this question because so today.
Put the thotties on.
I'm about to put you guys on. Don't you worry. So today I stumbled into Joe and the Juice and. Okay. I was like, I'm kind of hungry. So I had a green juice and a sandwich. And then I sat down. First of all, the barista was flirting with me.
They're always hot too.
Yeah.
Like the FedEx guy. Sorry, yep. keep going.
So the barista was low-key flirting with me. And then, so just to paint a picture, I was wearing a baseball hat, hair up. So like, I kind of looked low-key bald from the front. You couldn't even see my hair. I got rained on. I smelled like wet dog. Like I was not my best. So I was just like, why is the barista flirting with me? Then I sat down, this hot guy next to me, covered in tattoos. Ugh, I dropped my phone. I guess I was like nervous, low key. I like dropped my phone and he was like, is your phone okay? And like trying to talk to me. Then this other guy sits down next to me. It's like these two guys and he sat down on the bench hella hard. And I was like, well, damn. And then we were just like talking. And then on his way out, he was like, have a nice day. So I got 4 different guys flirting with me when I looked like shit at Joe and the Juice. So this is your message. This is my message to the thotties right now.
Thought tip.
If you're looking for a man, don't look at the in the fucking club. Do not go to the club. You will never find your man in the club. Maybe 1 in a million. Whatever. The bar, maybe. Ed Sheeran said it.
Maybe you'll find someone.
The bar is where he goes.
Right, right, right. Maybe you'll find someone you'll fuck, but definitely not a man. Like, not your man.
Right. Okay. So, if you are looking for a man who is hot, possibly single, go to Joe and the Juice on Spring Street.
Yes.
67 Spring Street.
You put that address.
The Addy. Drop the Addy. I'm hunting him down. 67 Spring Street. Joe and the Juice. You're going to go in there. You don't have to look super like done up, just casual, cute, throw on a little bit of makeup if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to go in there. You're going to order a juice and a sandwich. OK, listen to me. Do not go in there with your laptop. You're going to sit down. If you go to this specific location, they have a bunch of like one seaters. Mm-hmm. So you're going to sit down in the one seater because any guy
can approach you.
Can not even approach you, but they're going to sit next to you. Well, hopefully it's a guy.
Or if you're gay.
Right.
Or like maybe some girl, some nice girl or they.
Don't go in there with a laptop. You're going to sit down in there, take your headphones off. Personally, I didn't have headphones on because my AirPods were dying. So I was sitting alone, just minding my business. Bunch of men. And they were all hot. And they had flavors in there. Like,
It was an array.
It
was a charcuterie board of men.
Charcuterie. You can also probably meet a photographer in there. A lot of photographers go in
hang
there
out
to edit.
In Soho.
They hang out at Joe and the Juice to like edit or whatever on their computer.
It's that one specifically too, because I was going to say, I went there one time and I got a smoothie and there was a hot barista working and I was like kind of flirting with him a little bit. And I was like, ooh, he has banter. I love it.
Yeah.
But that one, thought tip, go there. Go find a man there.
It's like a buffet because honestly, Soho buffet, all you can eat men buffet. Soho is cute because there's like different types of people. It's like low-key a melting pot because it's like
it's kind of corporate, but kind of fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone is going there. Like, you're either going there to shop or eat or maybe go to work, you know? So you're going to get every type of guy at the Soho location. Now, if you're a gay male, you're going to want to go to the West Village location, okay?
Yes. Yes. Put them
Miss
on.
Miss Ayel, this one is for you. You're going to go to the West Village location. I'm not sure if there's exactly one in West Village, but around that area, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're looking for a finance bro, they have a location in Fidei.
I've been to that one. It's not as good.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. That's just because I don't like finance bros.
I'm like,
but if that's your type, then go to that one.
Right.
Yeah. See, okay, I see all these girls on TikToks like, this is where you meet a man. This is where you meet a man. No, bitch, go to a fucking coffee shop.
Right.
Go to a coffee shop and take your headphones out. Be approachable. Look up. You know?
Yeah, because honestly, I looked like shit today and I had four different guys flirt with me. So if I looked my best, I would have had like numbers out the ass today.
Yeah. I just think that like, I don't know. It's also like, I feel like in the summertime, people are more willing to like come up to you and talk to you. Like in the winter, everyone's like depressed and cold.
In the winter, I look like a fucking polar bear.
I look like an actual marshmallow because I have like three coats on and I'm sweating from the amount of layers I have.
And this past winter, we all had masks on. So yeah, so dead ass could not see me. All you saw was eyes.
It was just the eyes. And it's like, it's really not that popping. So, like, now that we're, like, maskless and vaccinated and, like, people can just, like, walk up, they're like, oh, shit, hello. And they're, right. they're all, like, desperate, too, because we just got here in isolation. So, like, I'm glad you put the thotties onto that because, like,
no,
I'm sick of meeting men at bars. I'm sick of meeting them in clubs.
And then it's also, like,
I want to meet a man when I'm bike riding in the park.
And they're usually sober at Joe and the Juice, so you're meeting like the sober version of them. Whereas if you're at the bar or at the club, you know, you're meeting
the thirsty drunk version of them,
which might be a good thing because sometimes you need to meet the drunk version first.
Ooh, yeah,
no surprises.
If they're nice and like cool when they're drunk, then like, you know, okay, then like maybe you can go out with them. But like,
sometimes it's the other way around. I've been with guys that are nice on the date, and then dicks drunk.
Yeah, I feel like that's most guys I know.
Right.
It's the cokeheads for me. Let me just speak my truth. Deani, what's the ideal first date then? So let's say you catch a man at Joe the Juice. Where are you going to go for your first date?
Honestly, at this rate, I feel like I've been to most nice restaurants in the city. Like, that shit doesn't even impress me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, first of all, if I go on a first date with someone right now, this might change next week. Who knows?
That's okay.
Next week, I might fucking be like, let me try and Bumble. Like, I don't fucking know. But next week, I might be like, I'm going to meet a guy at Joe and the Juice and fuck him on the first date. But for right now,
I'm going to fuck him in the Joe the Juice bathroom.
No, on God. Empanada Mama. I had sex in there. The Midtown West location, to
be
exact.
The one by my apartment.
Right. Wait, we should go. Are they open right now?
Yeah, they are.
Let's go. They're memories. Vlog.
Keep going.
So, what was I saying?
First date.
In a week, this might change. So, first date, if I met a guy at Joe and the Juice, let's say today, I would actually want to talk to him for like a good month over text to get a real feel of who he is before I waste my fucking time. Because I'm not doing this shit anymore. Like, I've been through every fucking scenario and I'm dead ass done.
I want it.
On God.
You know how like when you are interviewing for a new job, you have like rounds of interviews? That is how I'm dating from now on.
No, like,
like
if you don't make it to the playoffs,
you got a pre-screen, bitch.
Right.
Like, it's like initial interview, second interview.
No, then first it's tryouts.
Tryouts, yes. Oh, and then you have a test run. And then you're going to meet the higher up in the company, a.k.a. my roommate or Deani. shout out Savannah. But basically, you got to meet my Virgo friends, pass that test. And then maybe I'll go on a date with you. You know what I mean? Get the FaceTime chat in. Yeah. I'm also going to cancel our first date on you. And if you still want to go out with me, then like you have a better chance.
I had someone cancel on me yesterday. This was going to date, actually.
I love canceling on other people. But if someone cancels on me, you are dead to me.
Right.
Literally fucking dead to me.
No, this is my thing. So I did meet this guy at my job.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he doesn't watch this. I met a guy at my job and he was super cute. Like, honestly, on God. It was golden hour and the sun was just shining on his blue eyes and I was like, damn. And we were like low-key flirt. I'm mad flirtatious at work, but we were like flirting or whatever, like in exchange Instagrams. low-key, he invited me over one night when I was, like, at PhD. And he was like, yeah, I'm not coming out tonight, but you can come over. And I was like, no. So, strike one. So, yesterday, he hits me up, hey, stranger. And I'm like, oh, hey. And then he asked me what I'm doing. He's like, what are you doing today? And I told him, and he's like, oh, like, we should link, whatever. Long story short, he kept pushing back, like, meeting up. But he had, like, whatever, valid reasons. Because he said he's moving out of his apartment, whatever. He was going apartment hunting, whatever the case may be. He ends up canceling the date. And I was like, that's fine. Because I was on my couch. And I was like, low-key, I was debating if I should eat this wrap or not. Because I had a wrap in my fridge. And I was like, I'm kind of fine with you canceling. Because I'm about to eat and go to sleep. And that's exactly what I did. Then this morning, because he asked me if I work today. And I told him this morning, like, oh, I just saw my schedule. I don't work today. He was like, actually, I'm in Long Island right now. And I'm going to be here for the rest of the week. So let's do the next week. And I'm like, I just thumbs it up. And I was like, you know what? I literally was breaking my rule for you because I don't want a date.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're giving me the runaround. Like, I'm good. I think that was just like my sign to, I'm good.
Yeah.
No.
I genuinely would like to apologize in advance to anyone who is interested in like dating me right now because I will not go out with you.
Right.
Like, it's just like, I'm sorry. And honestly, like, it's one thing, I hate to say this because it's like, oh, like men and women should all be the same. But it's one thing for a girl to do that because like literally men throw, like I've seen it happen to Deani. I see it happen to all my friends. Men literally throw themselves at you. You get asked out on dates all the time. And then when a man does that to you, it's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Right. Like,
I was supposed to cancel on you.
I'm going to cancel on you, babe. And Long Island for a week, like don't. I don't know you. I'm not going to make plans with you like a week and a half in advance. Like, oh my God. It's so.
And I know he just wants to fuck. So I'm just like.
So it's like, I'll hit you up when I'm like drunk and like desperate.
Not even.
Really?
Because I don't even want to do that.
Yeah. Drunk sex isn't worth it. To be honest, I only like having drunk sex with someone I've already had sex with.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have sex with someone new when I'm drunk because I'm not going to remember it.
Right.
Well, Deani, before we get into Thought Anthem of the Week,
so think of a thought anthem if you haven't thought of one yet.
What's your last piece of advice for anyone who's single this summer? It's June now. Thought tip for anyone who's single this summer.
My number one thought tip for anyone that's single this summer, focus on yourself, make your money, because it's fucking summer. Like, this is peak season to make money. Once winter comes, shit's gonna slow down. Fuck everything. Make your fucking money. Focus on yourself. Because right now, I'm making money. I'm making more money than I ever have before.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I'm like, I don't need anyone. I'm good.
I'm good, love.
I'm chilling and I feel great. I'm like, and honestly, one more thing I will say, and I realized this the other day when we went out. When I was with my ex, the toxic one,
mm-hmm.
What I realized when I was with him and in that relationship was when I would try to go out with my friends and have fun, he was so controlling and he would literally message me throughout the night and say shit to upset me so that I wouldn't have a good time with my girls,
mm-hmm.
which obviously you should never do, but it was my reality at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never enjoy myself. And right now I'm just appreciating being alone because I'm like, I don't have to worry about anyone fucking hitting me up while I'm out. I don't belong to anyone. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer back to anybody. It's our fucking summer. Let's go out. Let's have fun.
Let's ride.
I'm going to fucking, all the clubs are open. I'm going to fucking club hop like I've never club hopped ever before. Like, I don't give a fuck.
We have a year to make up for.
Fuck it. We have a year to make up for. Like, I don't give a fuck if I paid a $20 Uber to get here. Like, fuck it. We're not. If I get there and it's whack and we're there for 5 minutes, like,
next
we're
place.
Out. We're
Let's
out.
Let's go. I'm city biking home at 4 a.m.
Right. Like, fuck it.
Oh, man. Honestly, I appreciate that about you. I'm so excited. That
stay single. Do whatever you want this summer. That's the thought tip. Imagine I get a boyfriend by the end of this month.
If you get a boyfriend by the end of this month, you're canceled. I'm sorry. If you have any friends in relationships this summer, don't hang out with them. They're not invited.
Right.
Cut off all your friends in relationships. You'll see them in September.
No, on God, because off topic real quick. I've gone out. One of my sister's friends, one time I like took her out to the club. Long story short, she was in a relationship at the time. And her boyfriend was like the annoying type to like hit her up and call her and text her while she was out to ruin her night.
What are you doing?
And that was the most annoying thing of my entire life. Because it was just me and her. Like, it was just me and her out to have a good time.
And she's like,
and she's dead ass, like not even texting, like on the phone call. Like, I just, it was so bad.
Yeah, no.
Don't be that annoying bitch. Stay home.
If you want to stay home with your man, stay home with your man. Like, just do that then.
Or block your man. Block your phone man. On do not disturb.
That tip, block your man and hit him up later. Like, you, like nothing happened.
Yeah, put him on do not disturb. One time my ex called me 17 times.
I love that.
And but I honestly was not, it was not intentional. I didn't have service. I was at Lasuk and I did not have service in there. Lasuk
service is whack.
High key. I was in a certain part of the club also where it was just like my calls were not coming in. And when I finally saw him, 17, he was psycho.
Love that. I've only had one man do that to me who was never my man. You already know.
He has a dog.
He has a dog. It's our dog. Don't forget. Definitely not my dog. Deani, thank you so much for oversharing. You're welcome. Oh God, you're such a fucking queen, and I love you for it. And this is why you're my fellow hot girl, my fellow thotty. Mwah. So if you want to hang out with us, DM Thought Topic, but only if you're bad, and only if you're single and you actually want to act the fuck up.
That part.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go, Deani,
I actually do remember my thought anthem of the week.
You already know.
I was thinking about it earlier.
Okay.
Because I actually thought, so this song came up on Shuffle. It was Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. And I thought back to middle school when I used to say Super Bass. So the anthem this week is Super Bass.
Super Bass.
Super Bass.
By Nicki Minaj. Another Barb's. Another Barb's barb. Anthem. We love it. Oh, that's perfect.
Stay in school. Never be lazy.
Barb's know how to work.
No, that. That little clip of her saying that, like,
it spoke to you.
No, it literally made me get off the couch. I was like, hold the fuck up. Nicki Minaj said I'm a lazy bitch. I gotta go.
You're like, dude, honestly, this, fuck the thought topic.
Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever be lazy. I'm like, bitch, I gotta go.
I'm changing the thought topic Instagram to just a Nicki Minaj stan account. That's how I'll get all the followers.
No, on God. No, you should post that TikTok clip, though. Deadass.
Oh, I will.
I saved the audio. I was going to make a little TikTok to it, but I have it in my favorites.
Oh, I love it. Nicki Minaj is a Sag. Honestly,
that should be like our alarm clock in the morning.
It really should. It'll get you the fuck out of bed and not scroll on TikTok for an hour.
Right. And then at the end, she goes, I'm like, oh. Her. Okay.
This one's for the boys of the booming system.
Top down AC with the cooling system. Speaking of AC, the AC's still off. So let's wrap this shit up.
All right, y'all. Because I'm hot. Deani, tell the thotties where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Deani Corniell, DianyCornielle. TikTok is the same exact handle. And I guess I can plug my makeup page as well, even though I'm like, I fell off the makeup thing for a minute. That's a whole nother topic, but that's going to be in my bio. It's dewy, bronzy, glowy. And yeah.
If you ever want to see Deani out, you can catch her at fucking Avenue.
Avenue's closed. You can actually catch me at Lavo now that it's open.
Oh, God,
Thursdays
bitch.
And Sundays.
Lavo dinner. We're coming back, baby.
We're back. Ooh. Noir.
Catch me at Noir. Catch me at Noir. Noir was a vibe last week.
Catch me at PhD.
Yeah.
This weekend, I work double shifts, so.
So I'll see you at 4 a.m. I'll see you at the afters. See you at the afters, babe.
No, honestly, I'm working doubles, but. So basically, we close at 2, and then the next day I work at 12:30, and I'm just stressed right now because I'm like, yo, how am I supposed to fit going into the club? Like, I'm going to get home at 5 a.m. and then have to work at 12:30. I'm so stressed.
That's why Sundays are the going out days, babe. That's like why Sundays are the best. I'm usually off on Mondays. Sunday night Lavo, Monday for Fundo. Let's go
to Lavo on Sunday because I'm going to try to leave work early since I go in at 12:30.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
You know, I like to, you know, I love a Lavo Sunday.
Hell yeah.
All right, Deani, thank you.
You're welcome. Mwah.
All right, y'all. So that is all I have for you this week. You can follow me at Crushton Sanchez. Follow The Thought Topic at The Thought Topic on Instagram, Twitter. Twitter, etc., etc. And there is a zero in thought. And that's all I have for you this week, y'all. So stay tuned. Next week, we have a really exciting announcement, and we have a really big, fun activity coming soon with that
topic.
I literally low key already said we're going to take that topic to the street because I got the idea on the show. But it's coming, babe. So if you're in the New York City area,
I'm so down.
Get ready.
Is this plugged in or like?
No, you can take it. It's mobile, babe.
Oh, let's go.
It's mobile. That topic will be hitting the streets very soon. Get ready. And I will see you all next time. Mwah.